Work is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Just getting the new information in from the airport. Let's see now. The wind chill factor is still 32, and we have 39 degrees at the moment. So what a change of reality from several days that just spoiled us over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend while the rest of the nation suffered with extreme winter weather. For us today, it's going to be a cold day with a high around 49 at best. But you add in those northwest winds at 11 to 16, gusting up to 20, 25 miles per hour. That adds a bite to the air. Mostly sunny, though. Clear cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 28 by this time tomorrow morning. So with the lack of wind tomorrow morning, it'll actually be a little bit colder. Still very chilly tomorrow, high 54, about 34 tomorrow night. And then low 60s on Wednesday. That's a start. Mid-60s on Thursday. We like that. Chance of showers by Thursday night and a better chance of rain Friday. Right now this morning, northwest winds at 11 miles per hour, adding a bite to the air. So that 39 degree temperature feels more like 32 now. The wind chill factor at 7.02.
Today is Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday.
With shoppers going online for some of the best deals around.
Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday could ring in more than $2 billion.
Online shopping is very simple. You just point and click and it's done. It's like shooting stray cats.
All of the retailers getting apps online.
Up to 60% off on 100 cyber deals.
They have the internet on computers now.
And it all starts with the click of a mouse.
Have you seen this meme going around? I guess this is for Alabama fans. Valerie just sent me this. Who's Valerie? Valerie M.
Oh.
Great game. I'm sad we lost, but thankful I'm not stuck in a hedge on national TV. I guess.
I saw that. Those hedges are there for a reason.
Yeah, well, they're stuck in the hedges.
Stuck in the hedges with you.
Great Steelers wheel song.
Steelers wheel song.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, stuck in the hedges with you. Still doesn't change the outcome.
Jerry Rafferty and the Steelers wheel.
And I'm glad I've been able to get over my bitterness. Well, I mean, I'm not wearing it on my sleeve. I'm wearing an Auburn shirt today.
I saw that.
Out of respect.
Or that was the first, first shirt you grabbed, was it?
Yeah, I was just fumbling around in the closet. And
make sure you had the vest on, which helps him in no way against the cold, but it does cover up the logo.
Well, you see, now that I can heat the seat of my car and smell like toast when I come in every morning. Yeah, toast.
You were talking about officiating. I'm guessing the review where they found 1 second.
How did that work? There was like 1 second to kick a field goal. So the play starts and they stop the clock with 1 second left. How does that work? If the count starts and then you stop the clock, doesn't at least 1 second go by? That was Nick Saban's.
Yeah, he was citing another rule about the 3 seconds, and the SEC official explained that. He says, oh, I know the one he's talking about. But
Nick was very animated.
He was livid.
Oh, my God. And some of the memes with him, my buddy Thino, the great God, a War Eagle patron, sent me there's a picture of Saban holding up an L. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised to see that. One from many years ago where they blew a big game again with the kicker. They had like goalposts that covered the entire end zone.
Right.
I'm expecting to see that one. And if you read the threads on my Facebook page, there's some pretty funny stuff in there too.
Yeah, one thread you made, there was some heated stuff going on in there.
What a surprise.
Asking for thoughts about the game. There was some, there were some people that I am...
Here's my thought.
Yeah, I am honestly glad games like this don't affect me like that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm honestly glad nothing in my life affects me like that.
I know a person who's kind of a prominent... Well, I won't... No, I know a person that deletes their Facebook account. Completely deletes it when Auburn wins. They cannot, and it'll take another year and a half. Then they'll go back to Facebook. They cannot deal with it, so they completely delete their Facebook account.
That's fine. There's a lot of people who probably should do that. just to stay away from either the toxicity or putting it out there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad. It was just an amazing game. I think you just have to. Funny, the best games are the ones they play in Auburn.
I feel sorry for that kicker because
he
had time to think about it. They took a timeout.
It's like blaming Bill Buckner for losing the World Series.
Yeah.
It's one play. It's like the Cubs blaming Steve Bartman, the fan that touched the ball.
Right.
That was disgusting what happened to that guy. He had to go into hiding, for crying out loud.
Oh, he had to move.
The Cubs let in 8 runs after that.
Yeah.
They could have stopped at any time if they had good pitching and defense. They didn't. Mm-hmm. So that's the way the ball bounces.
That's right.
Wow. I actually sound profound this morning.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
I watched the Iron Bowl from the comfort of our new recliner that we got at Kaiser Fine Furnishings. Mm-hmm. And that's the place to go for anything that you might need in advance of holiday guests. Or, we're going back because... Shell wants a new dresser for Christmas. So why would I go anywhere else? You're going to save on everything. We'll just do what we did last time. Find Stella. Say we need a longer dresser, longer bureau in this type of color. Bring in a picture. She'll line up the choices, and we'll pick one. That's how it works at Kaiser. Big store, wear comfortable shoes, lots of choices to see, and huge savings. Look for the red tag on it. Absolutely sensational. Plus, after you pick what you want, the sales tax you pay is only 8.25% instead of 10 like you pay in Montgomery. 8.25 at Kaiser. 4044 with Tom Gahan.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an update on the accident at Highway 82 and 31 up in Prattville. 18-wheeler and a pickup truck there. There was an injury involved. That 18-wheeler is going to have to be unloaded before they can move it. It's going to be a sore point in that intersection for quite a while. So use caution as you move through or maybe take an alternate route around. In Montgomery, we are rolling pretty good right now. All of the major arteries into town have no accidents on them. I-65 and 85 looking good. The Boulevard, Atlanta Highway inbound to downtown. Everything is rolling along fine this morning. Keep it right here now. We are going to keep you updated all morning long. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until after Christmas on some models. Don't miss the Toyota-thon at Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by
the guy couldn't kick a bull in the butt with a bass fiddle. Oh. Nothing to be upset about. James.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning. ESPN had a really unusual stat. In the 10 years that Nick Saban's been at Alabama, they have missed 101 field goals.
Right.
No other coach.
Sounds like a Disney movie. 101 field goals.
Right. The closest, number two is 93. 93 misses. Yeah.
Wow.
I thought that was just amazing. Anyway, guys, y'all have a good day.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, and Alabama is so deep on every position. Four men deep.
Yeah.
And they're all incredible. And it begs the question, why? Why not the kicker?
I don't know. It's horrible.
Why?
There's an Alabama fan now. It's T-Spear.
Alabama fan. That was cute. That's a good joke this morning. Anyway, I was going to explain the 1 second rule.
Yeah.
The 1 second starts the minute the player calls hike and that ball moves. Mm-hmm. That's when the 1 second starts.
Right.
The play does not end until the play is culminated, regardless as to how it goes.
Right.
It could have resulted in a missed ball, and Nick Saban could have had a guy that could have run it back all the way from the nine beyond 9 yards.
Yeah, so that Auburn did that.
We've seen that. Yeah. Have you got a second?
Yeah. T-Spear, we're out of time. I'm sorry. We got it. I don't want to relive the nightmare.
Wow. Really that bad?
I'm sure she feels dumped.
Gosh. No, it's 7-Eleven. We're like 5 minutes behind. T-Spirit, we love you. You know that.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Funeral services for Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams are today at Garrett Coliseum in Montgomery. Williams was shot and killed in the line of duty last Saturday. Alabama News Network will have live coverage of the funeral starting at 11 a.m. Community leaders mark the 64th anniversary of Rosa Parks' arrest with the dedication of a life-size bronze statue of the civil rights icon. The statue stands near Montgomery Plaza downtown, where Parks boarded the once segregated city bus in 1955. Secretary of State John Merrill has announced he is ending his U.S. Senate campaign. In a statement, Merrill says that after former Senator Jeff Sessions announced he was running for his old seat, he realized, quote, a crowded Republican primary only benefits Doug Jones. He says he's honored by the support and is looking forward to continuing to serve as Secretary of State. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama, says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And now celebrating 47 years in business. For all your motorcycle, ATV, or watercraft needs, see Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1587. 636-8, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Green beans are rotten, there's fuzz on the stuffing. Pie I'd forgotten, smelly and disgusting. Turkey in Tupperware without a lid. These are the things that are left in my fridge. Moldy potatoes and cornbread in foil. Green bean casserole has totally spoiled. The macaroni and cheese is rancid. These are the things that are left in my fridge. A putrid pie, the turkey stinks, stuffing didn't last. I've gotta throw out all the food in my fridge. Our Thanksgiving meal's gone bad.
And now, Jay Scott stuffs you with some leftover.
Random.
That was good. That was a good idea. It was very topical.
I have a lot of leftovers sitting in my brand new fridge, keeping things cold.
Oh, man.
I went out and bought so much eggnog.
I bet you're excited.
I'm just glad to have things cold again.
Yeah, like 4 weeks from today, you'll get the Farm Stores eggnog.
Yeah, I know.
Back from Florida.
Hopefully you bring some to me, too.
Of course.
Thanks.
I don't know. You want to diet? You not doing the...
No, I'm going to diet blitz for 12 days, and then we're going to go through the... I'll let Christmas happen.
Okay.
And then I'll start again on January 1.
Did you know of a guy named Oleg Gordievsky?
Oh, yeah. Oleg.
Oleg. He was a KGB MI6 double agent. If he required an MI6 rescue, here's all that he had to do. Just this one little thing. He had to stand on a street corner in Moscow, a specific street corner in Moscow, at 7:30 p.m. on a Tuesday, holding a Safeway bag, wearing a gray hat.
Holding a Safeway bag? They got Safeway in Moscow?
I guess so. Holding a Safeway bag, wearing a gray hat.
Do they have a food outlet there?
I have no idea. MI6 would acknowledge by walking past him eating a chocolate bar. MI6 monitored this street corner for 10 years.
Wow.
Every Tuesday, waiting to see a man standing there holding a Safeway bag wearing a gray cap.
That is a great story.
It is.
So, yeah. Did you know there was a specific set of written rules for Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote?
Okay.
Number one, there was to be no dialogue ever except for the old...
The sign.
The beep beep.
Yeah, and there'd be an occasional little sign.
Yeah, that was it. It had to be written down. That was all the, you know, that was it. Yep. Number two, only the coyote's own ineptitude could ever harm him. So it was nothing that the bird could do or outside forces. It was his own ineptitude.
Yeah.
And number three, the coyote should always be left humiliated.
Of course. I love it. I love the series. And what fake companies always used?
Acme.
Acme.
I think they broke one of those rules eventually. I think the coyote had spoke at least once. But I could be wrong. I don't know. I have something. Because the coyote was in a lot of different things. He was in Roadrunner, but then he was also in that one where he was the sheep herder with the dog or whatever. I can't remember. And they both spoke.
Yeah, they did. He said, "He's Wile E. Coyote genius," or something like he would say.
I don't remember, but yes.
Yeah.
Somebody does. Did you know AutoZone's original name was called Auto Shack? But another store with Shack in their name had a little bit of a problem with that.
Yeah, Radio Shack.
They threatened to sue. It led to the name change to AutoZone. Years later, though, Radio Shack had a section in its store which used the word zone. And they got sued by AutoZone.
I bet.
Yep.
That's the toughest part about being in business. Everybody's waiting to sue you for something.
I know.
Yeah, well, who lasted longer? AutoZone or Radio Shack?
This is true.
Did you know Guinness World Records says that a disco arrangement of Star Wars theme and Cantina band by a group called Mako?
Yeah, of course.
It is the only instrumental single to reach platinum status by the Recording Industry Association of America, having sold over 2 million units.
2 million.
You know, I had to play that stupid thing.
It's horrible.
God. When I was
it
a club
jam. Terrible.
It is horrible.
Now, moving up the chart, Ted.
That, number and I think, what was the other disco? A Fifth of Beethoven, I think is what
da-da-da-da.
It was. God, what a horrendous.
By Walter Murphy. Let me see if I can find that thing.
What, Fifth?
The Mako.
Oh, the Mako thing?
I thought I might have it.
You may have it in there. You may have it in there as a parody, probably. Oh,
there
God.
It is.
Listen to that crap.
There it is. With that disco beat. Oh, my God. Barf.
It's perfect.
Barf.
One more.
Did you know on a trip to Nepal, Apollo astronaut Stu Rusa met the Nepalese? They believed that the spirits of their dead resided on the moon, but Stu had no idea about this. He could not understand why a few of the local citizens treated him like a god and why they were so distressed when he told him that he saw nobody on the moon. There was no one there. Because their culture believed that the spirits of the dead reside on the moon.
Jeez, it's like finding out what you're getting for Christmas before you open the presents.
Yeah. Anyway, those are your random facts for this segment. When we come back, we have got six more to go.
All righty, and that's not far away. Yesterday, it's funny, with all the food and everything over the Thanksgiving weekend, and all our sides and everything came from Food Outlet, of course.
Yeah.
Especially the, I made the candy yams, and they were a hit.
They were a big deal?
Yeah. Yes.
How did the carving go and everything? Was that all?
Yeah.
The turkey was good?
Got the turkey there, and then read that we had a deep fried, professionally deep fried.
Right, you had somebody else do it.
Was that really good?
You get a tray of meat.
Yeah.
There's no waste in it. It's you just take how many slices you want. It's great for sandwiches. And that's a very efficient way to do it. But the way to save money every week on your food bill is to go to Food Outlet and shop there. Everything from dairy to meat. You saw all those chickens, chicken tenders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have Ken Reynolds there to pose with the packages, but it's always the best price. And meat especially. by about $3 a pound on virtually everything from chicken to steak to pork. Sodas, 12 packs for $2.97.
Did you do your own stuffing? Yeah?
We made a stuffing from, yeah. It wasn't as good as yours.
Was it cornbread? Or what'd you do, cornbread?
No, we did Pepperidge Farm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
We did Pepperidge Farm. Why?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
And that makes for a memorable Thanksgiving. Stop at any of the three food outlet locations in Millbrook on Highway 14, west of 31 on Main Street, and the preferred community and my food outlet every Sunday morning on Coliseum Boulevard. I will see you there. Traffic and then back to Random Facts.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we're getting into that busy time of the rush hour, and we are seeing a lot of cars on Highway 231 out of Wetumpka. A lot of cars backing up at the lights at Rifle Range, Jasmine Hill, at the River Bridge, Federal Drive, Atlanta Highway, and Madison Avenue into downtown. Very busy. I-65 and 85. A lot of congestion through the interchange as folks are making their way into downtown Montgomery. Boulevard is very busy, most notably at Troy Highway and the Eastern Boulevard, and also East South Boulevard at Highway 331 across over to Norman Bridge. Use caution wherever you are this morning, and don't forget, we've still got that accident working at Highway 82 and 31 in Prattville. It's going to be there for a while. Loaded 18-wheelers got to be unloaded to get it out of the way. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. Your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Only 23 days to Christmas. Finding perfect gifts is hard. Buying everything on credit is maxing out your card.
And now, 23 days till Christmas, six more.
Random.
Hey! That was good. That was good.
God, time. Now he's got to come up with two.
Clever. Very clever. Did you know when Stephen Colbert was 10 years old, his father, two brothers, and 69 others were killed when their plane crashed 5 miles from the runway amid dense fog?
His
where was that?
His father, two brothers, and 69 others.
You're kidding.
Eastern Airlines Flight 212.
What year was that?
It's when he was 10 years old. I'm looking for a year here. September 11th, 1974.
September 11th.
Huh. Wow. 9/11, 1974.
Sadly, they were more common then.
Yeah, this was the scheduled flight was from Charleston Municipal Airport to Chicago O'Hare with an intermediate stop in Charlotte. They were doing the approach to Charlotte Douglas International.
Yep.
The crew failed to pay attention to the plane's altitude because they were busy trying to spot a nearby amusement park through the fog. Now, this is a little bit misleading in the headline. The amusement park was used by a lot of pilots who flew into the area to judge their altitude.
Oh.
To where they were.
Oh, and they couldn't see it in the fog.
And they couldn't see it in the fog, and they crashed. So...
Boy, when you watch air disasters and you realize how many things go wrong through human error over just one little misstep or a screw the size of your thumb that, you know, broke, how that can affect the whole thing.
Absolutely. It is frightening.
Hope you're not flying anywhere soon, listeners.
Not.
Just to put that in your head.
Well, look, there's nothing to worry about. You've got an experienced pilot in the cockpit.
We have clearance, Clarence. Roger, roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Did you know the dreams of still being in school or failing a test and other school-related dreams are among the top 10 dreams for people of any age worldwide?
The dreams of, say it again.
The dreams of, like, still being in school.
Oh.
You know when you dream of being back in high school?
Sure.
School,
yeah.
Failing a test or other kind of school.
Not wearing any clothes.
Related dreams.
I have the same woman in those dreams since I was a kid, Therese Rimzo. Why? I don't understand.
Maybe she does, too. You never know.
That could be. Mm-hmm. I think she's done. Oh. That too, Jay.
Well. Did you know that Mary from the nursery rhyme Mary Had a Little Lamb is based on a real person? Mary Sawyer was the name. She was an 11-year-old girl who lived in Boston and one day was followed to school by her pet lamb. In the late 1860s, she helped raise money for an old church by selling wool from the lamb.
She was proposed to, you know, by a guy who said, "Will you marry me?"
Oh, boy.
There's your dad joke for the morning.
Oh, boy.
Daddy.
I feel sheepish.
Those are chickens.
Those are turkeys.
Or turkeys.
Because that's what I feel like at the moment.
Yeah, that's fine.
He'll be on the lamb for the rest of the week.
Oh, God. I'm going to move this one to the next random fact after we do this one, just because it's a little bit more serious. Did you know in 1960, a man planted a garden inside a large bottle and created a self-contained ecosystem that is still thriving to this day?
Wow.
Yeah. It's a rather big bottle, though. I'll
kind of used to pick up at the liquor store when I was in a drinking mood.
Well, I mean,
size bottles.
Essentially. Yeah. Let's see if the pig. Yeah, see? It's a rather giant size bottle.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big old bottle. I don't know how he planted a garden in there, but he got it done. So, did you know the only pre-9/11 tenant that has returned to work at the new One World Trade Center is a guy by the name of Greg Carafello? His company was located on the 18th floor of the South Tower, and his current offices are on the 85th floor of One World Trade Center.
I mean, nobody else that survived?
Only one. Hey, listen.
There's a lot of people who are too traumatized to go back.
Exactly.
I get it. I'm just shocked that it's only one.
Only one? No, I can't. I don't know. That'd be tough. Really tough.
I mean, whew. And finally, did you know that after 22 years of research and development by Washington State University, they have finally come up with an apple that will stay fresh for up to 10 months in a fridge while still maintaining its delicious, sweet, and tangy flavor? This apple will be available for purchasing grocery stores across the U.S. starting this month. It is called the Cosmic Crisp Apple.
Thank you, because I always needed an apple that would be still crisp a year later.
10 months! 10 months! 10 months you can store this thing.
Jeez, this apple just went south.
10 months. Yeah. All right. Those are all of your random facts.
Thanks, Jay.
You're welcome.
That reminds me of another one of those.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah.
But I can't do it. Tell me later. I'll tell you later. Then you tell me whether we should tell Jay.
What? Why can't you tell me?
I'm just a kid.
Because you're still growing up.
What the hell? I'm 41.
I think we're all still growing up at some level. Last hour, we had our rocket scientist today. In case you didn't catch it, it was the Mississippi football player who thought it would be a good idea to...
I just watched that, by the way.
Yeah.
I watched him do that because they showed the kick that the guy missed.
Yeah. Yeah, it cost his team the game, or at least a chance to go into overtime because he had to crawl along the ground and pretend he was a dog tinkling. Rocket Scientist is brought to you by Applied Security, but more importantly, I just got my Spot Crime Weekly alert, and this is important because it gives you an idea of how many crimes are committed on a daily basis. Theft, 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 assault. That's all within a 5-mile radius of my house. So while it may not happen to you or even a next-door neighbor, you don't know. So when you want to protect your home, your family, your business, get technologies from a local team. And that's Applied Security, where Mark and Vicky have been in business since 1987. They protect us here. They do residential, commercial, property, whatever you need, video monitoring. In fact, they can take over your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. That's Applied Security, high-tech, local service, good people. 279-8338, 279-8338. Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number 276 for applied security. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, now it's time for today's pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jake.
Did you go for the hard one?
No, I'm going to go for an easy one just to see if people are, everybody getting back in the swing of things. I think this will be easy for you. That's what was the original name of AutoZone?
Okay.
All right. The original name of AutoZone, 272-9228. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are busy everywhere right now on the 31s out of Prattville and Wetumpka, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway into downtown, and I-65 and 85 through the interchange. Lot of traffic. Please drive carefully. We do have one accident in Montgomery, East South Boulevard, right in front of Baptist Hospital. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles as they work that one. Also up in Prattville at the corner of Highway 82 and 31. Earlier this morning, we had an 18-wheeler and a pickup truck tangle there. That 18-wheeler is going to have to be unloaded before it can be moved out of the way. That's going to take some time, and that's going to be a thorn in your side up in Prattville for a while this morning. So use caution in that intersection. If you're in a wreck and you're wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Help me trill my R's. I want to greet Serena.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
You give me cheap trills.
Oh, I'm glad to talk to y'all this morning.
Okay,
good
Jay
to hear your voice.
Ready for that winning answer.
Yeah, what was the original name of AutoZone before they got sued?
Auto Shack.
That is correct.
Correctamundo. You are so
I think coming up
right.
out of this break, I'll play Toy Shack since we're all this, Shack stuff.
What was it? Love Shack? What was it?
That was B-52s.
Yeah, Shack. But Toy Shack is a great parody of the B-52s.
Oh, okay.
So, Serena, hold on.
Hang on.
I met somebody recently named Tracy.
Hey, Tracy. How are you?
Hi, Tracy.
It wasn't our Tracy.
Good. How are you?
We have taken possession of you. You're our Tracy.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving holiday weekend?
I did. How about you?
It was good. Were you taking notes today on this?
Rich wants to ask you another question.
You weren't taking notes? I'm always driving.
So
okay.
Well, I just have to try and remember.
Okay, then this might be too hard for you. I'm going to throw it at you anyway. It's really hard. The KGB MI6 double agent that Jay was talking about. What day and time would be monitored on a Moscow city street if he was in trouble? If he was in trouble, what day would they always be on that Moscow street?
Tuesday at 7:30.
That is correct.
Tuesday at 7:30. You got it!
Hey, Tracy, you, don't win anything, but you did better than I did. I thought it was 6. I do know he had to hold a Safeway bag, too.
Yeah, Safeway bag wearing a gray hat.
Right. Okay. That is so cool. I love that.
Tracy, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
I tried to explain that. I bumped into another Tracy. And I'm trying to say, I'm saying it that way because...
There's that bit, that classic bit, where they insert the name.
Yeah, automatically.
I love it.
And here's John.
Hey, John.
Hey.
How are you?
How y'all doing this morning?
We're good. We just wanted to say hi and thanks for trying.
Hey, Greg.
Yes, sir.
Gregor, remember me. I'm the one that put the chair together when he first came to Montgomery when he was still over there. I was the locksmith.
Oh. Well, how are you?
And I work. I'm all right.
Good. Yeah, I remember that. Gee. Well, thank you so much, man. Well, stay in touch. I'm sorry. We're just kind of a little squeezed for time here at 7:35. I think since we didn't give away anything on Thursday and Friday, we can do a Truth or Baloney and a Conundrum today if we're so inclined. If we can feel it. from the listeners.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
It's definitely a change of reality this morning. If you've gone outside, the first thing you'll probably notice is that wind hitting your face, which is making it seem a little colder than it really is. Wind chill factor right now is 32. A cold day today. We'll be lucky if we get to 50 degrees. I've got us at a high of 49, but you add in a northwest wind at 11 to 16, gusting as high as 20 to 25. Boy, is that going to add a bite to the air. It's definitely gloves and hats kind of day. Mostly sunny, clear, cold tonight, overnight low of 28. The winds die down. Tomorrow is still very chilly, high 54. We're back to about 34 tomorrow night. Then low 60s on Wednesday, that's the beginning. And then mid-60s on Thursday, that's better. And then a chance of showers as we get into Thursday night, a better chance of rain on Friday. Then we're back to dry weather on Saturday. Right now this morning, northwest winds at 11 miles per hour are making that temperature of 39 seem more like 32 now at 7:36. So it's the holidays. You're rushing around. It's crazy. You're doing a million things on your to-do list, and then plumbing issue comes up. Ouch. But just know that Plumbing by Lukewire is ready to take care of your problem 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on a holiday, even on a weekend, even in the middle of the night, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. That's why I keep going back to them. Not only that, there are so many other reasons. They pick up the phone, they call, they say they're on their way, they diagnose the problem, they sit down and say, this is the problem, this is what it's going to cost, then they go fix it, and then in just a few minutes, it's all over with. That's the way it works at Plumbing by Lukewire. And the whole house plumbing inspection is also great. Let's say you're getting ready for a Christmas getaway in a few weeks here. Not too many weeks. Get the whole house plumbing inspection. Then you'll know there's not this big problem lurking that you didn't know about as far as plumbing an issue. Give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
And, of course, for the rest of the month up until Christmas, we're going to be in a very festive mode with all our traditional bits like this one.
We wish you'd get up, you listeners. We'll wake you right here. I don't think you got our message. But our message is clear. Oh, sure, you can just ignore us, my friend. We said that it's time to get up. We've made ourselves clear. Stop sleeping, it's time to get up. We said that it's time to get up. You're snoozing and now we're fed up. Get your fat
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures in the green on Wall Street as December trading kicks off with some upbeat news out of China on a surprise jump in factory activity. Meanwhile, strategists at Deutsche Bank believe there are signs the global economy is bottoming out, writing they expect an improvement in global growth next year. President Trump getting a response after calling out Brazil and Argentina in a tweet this morning, writing they've been presiding over a massive devaluation of their currencies and that he's immediately restoring tariffs on U.S. steel and aluminum imports from Brazil and Argentina. Brazilian President Bolsonaro saying he could speak directly with President Trump. And Hostess Brands, the maker of Twinkies and Ding Dongs, has entered an agreement to acquire wafer and cookie maker Wortmann. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Funeral services for Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams are today at Garrett Coliseum in Montgomery. Williams was shot and killed in line of duty last Saturday. Alabama News Network will have live coverage of the funeral starting at 11 a.m. Secretary of State John Merrill has announced he is ending his U.S. Senate campaign. In a statement, Merrill says that after former Senator Jeff Sessions announced he was running for his old seat, he realized, quote, a crowded Republican primary only benefits Doug Jones. He says he's honored by the support and looking forward to continuing to serve as Secretary of State. Community leaders mark the 64th anniversary of Rosa Parks' arrest with the dedication of a life-size bronze statue of the civil rights icon. The statue stands near Montgomery Plaza downtown where Parks boarded the once segregated city bus in 1955. And those are some of the top stories we're following this morning. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Fox Tonight. It's a night of festive fall finales.
Sorry to call you in on Christmas.
Okay. I was in the neighborhood caroling.
A prodigal son. It's beginning to look a lot like payback.
Together, we can see that justice is finally served.
But first...
911, what's your emergency?
911 gets struck with a holiday spirit.
What is wrong with you people? This isn't what Christmas is supposed to be like!
Don't miss the 911 and Prodigal Son fall finales.
Tonight on Fox 20.
It's Talk 93.1 FM at 7:42, another one of our traditions on this morning show.
If you look up in the sky on the night before Christmas, there's a big fat guy with a
toy sack! Toy sack, yeah, yeah. It's squeezing down through your fireplace Christmas Day.
As big as a whale, they put everything into the toy sack. They shove in a Chrysler and a TV from Sony. So hurry up and pack that Shetland pony.
The toy sack is a magical place where Santa puts the presents. Toy sack, baby.
This sack's heavy.
Reaching
in the bag and there's an easy bake oven. Now back up the chimney. Hey, it's straining Santa's chimneys. That sack's not skinny, but every year he lugs it around and around and around and around.
Reindeer really hoofing, ain't no time for goofing, baby.
Elves lining up to pack toys for your town.
Bag is always moving, something's in there pooping, baby.
In the sack. There's puppies in the sack.
7:44 on News Talk 93.1 FM, and we're just getting started with the for those of you who've been with me for a long time. Speaking of long time, we have an item in today's
Truth or Baloney
that really got my attention.
What is it?
That's when you're focused on something very intently, but not the.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Hey, if you won't cooperate, I have this, you know.
What is it?
It doesn't really need you.
Right.
And, because I'll tell you, man, it is...
awesome.
7:45. Where's the other one that I just put in here?
Check, please.
We have... Today is Cyber Monday. And by the way, Black Friday, in case you didn't hear it earlier, $7.4 billion spent. All-time record. They're expecting the same thing today. But what about Cyber Monday and the history of it? obviously, it can't be that old because it had this sort of came along with the interwebs.
How did it do in 1960, Cyber Monday?
Well, maybe that was a big day for catalog sales or something. Oh, by the way, if you are mature, I'm sure you'll enjoy the December Boom magazine.
Yes.
RiverRegionBoom.com. You got a good column in there called Lights, Action, Christmas. About how in ancient times, we used to preserve the holiday.
Yeah, and find out which gift that that Greg and I both got in 1964.
Yes.
Ironically.
Yeah, we were just...
Wow.
Rich one of our favorite of all times.
We were just tots.
I had just turned 9.
So, Jay, we need a contestant to play this game, and I know it's my... I was outside checking traffic, and it's... Last week was vacant. You know, it was like everybody was off. Today, it's busy on 85. Carmichael Road is jammed to the rafters.
The phones were all lit just a little while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing okay with the phones.
But
and I like the conundrums that we have for today, too. So.
But prying a contestant for this particular thing has always been a bit of a challenge.
So we're doing truth or baloney.
Yes.
And you need a contestant.
Right, and since we have leftovers from last week, not just food, but prizes... We can give them a choice of a Food Outlet gift certificate or Seafood Bistro gift card.
Well, this one will be a seafood... Well, I guess we can. Yeah, you're right. We can.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday.
So yeah.
I feel like sending one of those to T-Spear. I feel so bad. I'm going to have to send her it.
Well, she hasn't called back, which could be either a good thing or a bad thing.
We just late on time. It's like, I'll get in trouble. 272-9228. The topic is Cyber Monday. So I'll be here, ready to play the torture music if nobody calls while Jay talks about our friends at...
Oh, Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Yeah.
Yes. Dr. Jeff Pasley and the crew there in
Will
Millbrook.
Will they straighten you out?
They will do that. In fact, I may need to go and check that out because I'm having some issues. If you're having issues like that, or maybe you just had chronic issues and you want to try and find another way to try and get rid of them or try somebody else that can possibly help you, well, Millbrook Family Chiropractic is what you should look for. 285-8483 is their number. And you can go online to millbrookchiropractor.com if you're a new patient and fill out all the new patient info that you need right there. And you can find out a little bit more about Millbrook Family Chiropractic that I can't tell you in the only 60 seconds that I have to do that. But Dr. Jeff Pasley and the team want to help you. They want to make you feel better. That is their sole goal in what they do, as any doctor would, is to make things better for you if you are in pain or suffering. Millbrook Family Chiropractic, check them out, millbrookchiropractor.com.
I believe this is Beth.
Pam?
Hey, Beth. Hi.
What?
What's your name?
Pam.
Pam. Oh,
Pam, I'm
sorry.
I'm so close.
Forgive me. Beth, Pam, what's the difference?
I had to talk to you in that sexy, hushed voice.
Pam, what's the first letter of your last name, please?
S.
Gotcha.
All right, Pam.
Now, hey, Pam.
Can you spare me 1 minute?
Can you hang on for just a second, Pam?
I'll throw an extra dollar on your prize.
Thanks.
Don't go away.
Gee, Dad,
if she wins,
I'm going to put you on hold.
Thought that was for my tooth, Dad. That extra dollar.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Let's get to it. I-85 is backed up just a bit and a slow go from Chantilly Parkway all the way to Taylor Road. The Boulevard, very busy from the Wetumpka Highway all the way around to Highway 331. And we have an accident East South Boulevard in front of Baptist that should be wrapping up. Use caution there. We are very busy on 231 Congressman Dickinson Federal Drive, Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue into downtown. We have a big backup on I-65 southbound starting at 143. It's that normal backup we get. It's just very bad this morning and going to be a slow go. Just use patience. And we still have that accident at Highway 82 and 31 in Prattville. It happened earlier this morning. They're having to unload an 18-wheeler to move it. It's going to be a problem for just a little bit longer this morning, so use caution there. Say yes to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Yes to quality used cars. Yes to lower prices. And yes to lower lower payments. It's all about yes at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, Pam.
Hi.
I should probably get the buck out, right?
She's got to win first.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give her a dollar.
I know.
No matter what.
Okay.
So she did not waste her time.
Body freaking God!
Could have been mine. $1. Could have been mine.
All right, Pam. I'm going to read you a statement. You tell me whether it's true the baloney. Get 2 out of 3 correct to win, or get them all wrong and win. And you have Jay and Rich as lifelines because they have no idea what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right, statement one, the term Cyber Monday was coined 14 years ago in 2005. Hmm. Again, the term Cyber Monday was coined 14 years ago in 2005. Truth or baloney?
Jay and I have a perplexed look on our face.
Truth.
Winning.
Right.
This is the one I was saying before got me.
Yeah.
2005 was my first year here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been here long enough for history to have occurred.
Wow.
Okay, you're halfway to glory, Pam.
Here we go.
By the following year, we were already spending over $500 million on Cyber Monday. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
Winning. You did it! Wow. What a performance!
Wow.
Amazing.
Congrats.
We spent $610 million on Cyber Monday.
See, it was worth waiting, Pam, and you got the extra dollar, too.
Great.
By the way, last year, that you know, the first year it was $610 million. Last year we did $7.9 billion.
Billion.
And I'm sure it'll be close to that today. You want to do the rest just for funsies?
Yeah, let's do that. Sure.
Sure.
Okay. For the first time ever, Cyber Monday sales dipped last year and were lower than the year before. Truth or baloney?
Dip last year? What do you think, Ben?
Baloney.
Winning. Sales have gone up every year so far. Next statement, Cyber Monday last year was Amazon's single biggest shopping day ever. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
Winning.
Wow.
Wow, 4 for 4. I'm going to give, you get the next one, I'll give you $2.
Wow. Double your money, double your fun.
But if you lose, everything.
The record for most money spent on Cyber Monday by one person is $207,982.
Oh, what do you think?
That's
Pam?
Awfully specific.
What do you think?
Truth?
Oh.
Wah, 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 wah.
Sorry. No, that's a made-up number. The average person, though, last year during the online holiday shopping season spent about $335. Of course, Rich brought the average locally way above that.
I've got a computer and a printer on the way.
Are you getting another Christmas tree this week?
Hey, you're the one that bought a car.
Well, now, I went to check. It tipped, got me the deal. I mean, it's great. But I love it. Hold on.
Stand by.
Damn. I was led into temptation.
2019.
Yeah. And with low mileage. I mean, really low mileage. Got the 100,000 powertrain, full year for anything. And it's beautiful, and because it's black inside and out, it'll hide the stains better. I love that last Rogue. That's why I got another one. But it was tan on the inside, mostly coffee brown, though, when I traded it in. I feel sorry for whoever has
some early chocolate, too.
Yeah. Right up the street there. At 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackle, is our friend Terry Adams. We know him as the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime. Adams Motorsports, they're closed on Mondays because Terry likes his staff to enjoy the stuff they sell. They're all into it. I mean, motorcycles, bikes, off-road, and made right here in Alabama. Polaris, they opened up near Huntsville. And everything that Adams Motorsports carries in the Polaris product line was made right here, which is great. Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, all of these manufacturers put their money behind their products, so you don't have to worry about getting a really low interest rate because you're qualifying on their standards and not a bank standard. So check it out. They've got rebates, sometimes 0%. It's the first Monday of the month, so that information isn't available yet, but you can always check. And browse their website, adamsmotorsports.com. In fact, start your credit app there. So if you stop by tomorrow or later this week, they'll have the information already, and you can just start your shopping. AdamsMotorsports.com. 755.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. The holidays are here. Christmas, all the holiday season is here. That's my favorite time of the year because we have the sweetest treats you will ever find. We make them fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. We don't buy it from here, buy it from there. We make it ourselves. And at Tucker Pecan, you call us, you tell us what you want for your gifts. We will take care of the rest. We will ship them out daily. You call us with a list, we'll take care of the rest. The other thing that makes us special is we have all other kinds of great gift ideas. We have jewelry, necklaces, purses, totes, sweaters. We have Auburn and Alabama. We have local jams, jellies, bearded pickle, bull seasoning. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. That's why we've been in business for 52 years and still running strong today.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
It's 7:57, boys and girls. People be looking out the window waiting for this guy.
Here comes UPS, here comes UPS. They don't carry a sack. Instead, they've got a big brown truck with presents in the back. Doorbell ringing, Brown is bringing toys this holiday. You don't have to be good boys or girls, cause UPS comes anyway. Here comes UPS, fireplace a mess. You don't need a sweep. They come to your front door and they don't use your chimney. Stay home, Santa, with your reindeer on this Christmas Eve night. Got all my gifts upon my list, shipped UPS overnight.
Hey, Rich, I offered Pam that extra dollar.
Yeah.
I don't have any singles. Do you have a dollar? I can give you some change.
It's not a problem.
No, I can't even do that. I can give her four quarters.
It's not a problem.
That's what I have in the car.
Wait a minute. There's all fives.
I see a one.
Okay. I owe you a dollar.
Okay.
Jay.
Thanks.
Write that down. Big financial transactions like this have to be recorded.
And look what it just did to the stock market. Oh, my God.
Oh. I knew that would happen. After the top of the hour, we'll have a conundrum. And it's something that the average woman will buy. Of course, we have no average women listening to us. They're spectacular.
So far they're above average.
They're the best of Alabama. Yeah. And if that sounds like pandering, trust me, it's not. Well, I mean, I really did mean it.
But the average woman would what? Finish the... What is...
The average woman will purchase 220 of these over the course of her life.
Oh.
So give that some thought, and we'll start taking calls next hour.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Let's get to it. I-85 is backed up just a bit and a slow go from Chantilly Parkway all the way to Taylor Road. The Boulevard, very busy from the Wetumpka Highway all the way.